Mark Guerin says his decision to end his time as president was a hard one, but he believes the timing is right for the institution and for himself and his family.
I believe in the context of the institutional moment, this is the right time. A lot of good things happening here and good energy and good momentum to prepare for the next arc of leadership in this office. On a personal level, this will be 18 years, which I guess I'm told makes me the longest serving president of Hobart & William Smith. And a family matter, our daughter will finish up high school. So there are many combinations, but I also wanted to ensure orderly transition.
Reflecting on his time at HWS, Guerin expressed pride and gratitude in his relationship with the students, his appreciation for the faculty, staff, and trustees. Guerin also expressed admiration for Geneva and cites the college's relationship to the community as a particular point of pride.
The partnership we have with the public school system, it's the right thing to do. Evidencing citizenship to our students. This is a community that's been a great host, as I said, to the colleges. So giving back in meaningful ways, modeling citizen service, I think is an experience our students leave here with that will be an important part of their lives.
In an email to the campus, Guerin said that when he leaves HWS, he'll return for a semester to his alma mater, Harvard University, as president in residence.
It'll be the opportunity in the fall to be working with their graduate students, and it will also give me the chance to think of what are my next steps, whether it's within higher education or nonprofit management or the public sector. And so it will give, I'm going to use these months ahead to think through what's next, but I'm looking forward to that semester there.
The Hobart & William Smith College's Board of Trustees announced it will employ a professional firm in addition to forming a committee of trustees, faculty, staff, and students in the search for a new president. For Finger Lakes Public Radio, I'm Kelly Walker.